From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado's Senate has rejected a measure that sought to require waiting periods for women seeking abortions. The bill would have required doctors to offer women the chance to see ultrasound images, to explain abortion risks, and to review alternatives such as adoptions. The Senate initially approved the bill today, but it died on a subsequent vote, with two Republicans voting against it. Still pending in the Senate is another bill aimed at making it easier for women to get contraceptives. Additional funds are needed to complete repairs on the Arkansas River levee that protects downtown Pueblo from flooding. 91.5 KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
A little over a mile of the levee has been rebuilt during the last three winters. This construction turned up conditions that increased the total project cost to $22 million. Don Banner is the attorney for the Pueblo Conservancy District, which oversees the levee. He's filed a court motion to give the district more flexibility in setting the maintenance fees charged to property owners.
That doesn't increase the maintenance fund at all. It just then allows the board to go out to the bond market to see what are the lending rates.
If the court approves the motion, the district could increase the annual fee by up to 35%, which will allow them to obtain necessary financing. They would be able to decrease fees when the bonds are paid off. The court hearing is April 28th. Notices to participate must be filed 10 days in advance. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.